Continuing our study of Pirkei Avos with Rabbeinu Yonah, tonight's Mishnah is first Perek Mishnah Tes Zayin in the name of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel has three teachings. Seiluch Harav, make for yourself a Rebbe, which in itself seems to be the same line as we had had a few Mishnayos earlier. Person has to have a Rebbe, not to learn on their own. V'histalek min ha-safek, and one should remove themselves from suffering, from doubt, from lack of clarity in terms of various halachas. One should remove himself from that and achieve clarity. And you cannot increase the amount of maaser that you give based on estimation. The maaser, of course, is one-tenth of a farmer's crop that he would give to the Levi, and one shouldn't give that based on an estimate, even though he's going to give more than the exact one-tenth that's required. One should not give more than the maaser that's required based on a guess. Now, as far as the Azar Ben Yonah, the other Mefarshim understand this Mishnah, one has to make for himself a Rebbe. That seems to be the line that we had earlier, the Histalik Min HaSafik. So some learn that the reason why you need to have a Rebbe is in order to remove yourself from Safik, because when you learn on your own, you're always left with this doubt as to whether or not exactly you have it correct. So therefore, make sure you have yourself a Rebbe, and the Rebbe will be used to determine whether or not you have things correctly, and you will not end up in a place of Safik. I saw from the Medrash Shmuel, he writes that the two go together. Aseluch harav, meaning make for yourself a rav, not like the Mishnah which we had previously would said, as opposed to learning on your own, learn with a Rebbe, but aseluch harav, make for yourself Rebbe, one Rebbe, as opposed to various Rebbes. Because if you ask various Rebbeim questions, and you have various Rebbes, well then you'll end up with a lot of sveikos, because in various issues, some will learn like this, and some will learn like that. So in order to remove yourself from Safek, aseluch harav, have for yourself a Rebbe who you ask your questions to, and therefore that will help yourself remove yourself from Safek. The last line that Rabbi Gamliel teaches is of most interest to me personally, just in terms of understanding, why can I not give more maaser than what's required based on an estimation? A person has a farmer, has all of his crops, he looks at it, trying to figure out exactly how much he has. The Torah requires him to give a tenth, and he looks at it and he guesses, this is how much it is, and I'll give a little bit more based on my guess. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel says, you're not allowed to do that. You should not be mar bela asir. Don't give more maaser than it's required just because you're doing an umdana, you're doing an estimation without being exact as to what it is. So Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah both say the simplest explanation is because you'll come to make mistakes. If it's up to your estimation, if you're figuring out exactly how much you have, and it's just a guess, even though you're trying to give more, what will eventually happen is you're going to be off, and you'll have given less maaser than what's required. Therefore, the food that did not have maaser taken off it is still usher because it's considered tevel, and you have all sorts of halachic problems. So the simplest explanation of the Mishnah is, don't guess, don't take estimations, because eventually you'll be wrong, and then you'll have trouble. The Meiri learns because the Torah is exact. The Torah says maaser. Now when it comes to truma, the first time that you take from your crops and you give it to a kohen, there the Torah opens it up to however much you want. There's no specific requirement, so you can do whatever you want. But when the Torah says maaser, it wants exactly a tenth, you then have to be exact, because all the halachas of the Torah are exact. And if you begin to get into a habit, when the Torah does have a requirement to be specific, and you're not specific, and you're broad, and you guesstimate, and you think like maybe like this, and maybe like that, that will expand into many other areas of halacha, where you begin to be a little bit less light, and a little bit less exacting than what the Torah demands. And since here the Torah says, maaser, exactly a tenth, and therefore requires, says Rabbi Gamliel of us, to be exacting in what we are doing, and not just taking estimates, even though we want to give more, because that will then spread to other areas of halacha where we have to be exact, and everything about the Torah is specific, to be a medactic and to be careful in what it is that we do. The Rabbeinu Yonah actually sees in here that this is really a paradigm for all of our midos and interpersonal relationships also, where it has to be exact and right. Sometimes we take midos and we're not exactly careful in terms of when is it appropriate to have the midah of chesed, when is it appropriate to have the midah of yira, gvura. And we just guess and we try to be exact, but in the same way that a person has to have his crops exact to the tenth, Rabbeinu Yonah sees a mashal that we have to be exacting within all of our behaviors as well. I just want to conclude on this last line with a story that I saw in one of the Svarim Pirkei Avos from the altar of Kelm, that in Kelm they had a little store in the yeshiva, which was a classic Musar yeshiva. So they had a store where they would sell the goods for the Bachram, but they didn't want any particular, the store owner didn't need to be bothered wasting his time standing around in the store all day selling his goods. So he would set up his store, and in front of all of the different goods he would have a little basket, and it would say what the price is, the pencils, one, whatever the particular currency was, $1, $2, $3, would be a little basket, and all the boys would come in at whatever the hours of the store opened, and they would take whatever they wanted, and they would drop money into the particular baskets, and in Kelm it worked. Didn't have to worry, nobody was stealing, nobody was cheating, everything was fine. The problem was that the storekeeper came to the altar of Kelm and said he has too much money. That in some of the baskets, The money wasn't exact. He saw that he had sold 4 pencils, but instead of having the appropriate $8, he had 10, 12, 14. It wasn't working out. So he came to the altar to come with a complaint. The boys are giving too much money. And the altar immediately gave a clap on the beam and said, we're closing up the store. It's not going to work. If it's not going to be exact, we're not going to do it. They said, what's the problem? So he said, clearly what's going on is that the boys are coming in with a $5 bill. Pencil only costs 2. They need $3 change, but they're the first one to buy. So there's no change there for them. So none of the boys want to, they want to pay. So what they're doing is they're putting in all $5, and they're leaving it. They're like, I'll give $5. I won't take back my change. I bought 2 pencils instead of a dollar back. I'll just leave it at 5. So the altar says, you can't have this. This is not going to work. Because he said, what's going to happen is, the next time they're in the store, and they want to buy 3 pencils for $6, and they only have 5, they're going to say, yeah, but remember once before, there have been a couple of times I gave extra money, and therefore this time they're going to take their 3 pencils for $6, and they'll only put in 5, and they'll assume that it works out because they used to give more. He says, Altar bilaser mudas, you cannot take miser, even though you're giving more miser, but you're doing it with an estimate, you're just assuming, because then what gets you into the habit is you're not exact. And when you're not exact, then you let things slide. And sometimes you think you're doing it well, but then the halacha is, if you're moichel, you're moichel. You don't have a right a month later to then say, well, my cheshbon is, I once gave a little bit extra and you could take a pencil for a dollar less than it cost. That's stealing. But in your head, it's all okay. So he says, the halacha is, when you take meiser, when you have something that's exact, you have to be exact, you have to be correct, because if you let yourself slide, then it crosses into all sorts of other areas where you're not careful, and you run into various halachic problems, both in terms of monetary and other, and therefore that's how the Altar of Kam understood this Mishnah, Altar Balaseh Rumados, you can't be with guesses when it comes to taking your meiser and your monetary issues. It has to be exact, and you have to know what it is that you're doing to be careful.